Farmers, a 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
Jamaica 4-H clubs at Northern Caribbean University signed Memorandum of Understanding to facilitate technical and vocational training. Find out more on today's program and later, or Jamaican Saying of the Day. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us. You're listening to Calling Farmers.
The JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2017 competitions in Jamaica Visual Arts, Creative Writing and Culinary Arts, Miss Jamaica Festival Queen, Jamaica Gospel and Children's Gospel Song, Festival Song, World Reggae Dance Championship, and Festival of the Performing Arts, Speech, Drama, Dance, Music, Traditional Folk Forms. Submit your entries now. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC parish office island-wide for entry forms.
The Jamaica 4-H Clubs and Northern Caribbean University NCU have signed a Memorandum of Understanding MOU to facilitate the recruitment and training of youth in technical and vocational education. Both parties will also undertake promotion and marketing of products and services. In the initial phase, the partnership will focus on supporting and strengthening 4-H clubs to offer training based on the National Vocational Qualification of Jamaica, NVQJ Levels 1 and 2. It is anticipated that this will bolster youth employability as well as a consistent and competitive workforce. Executive Director of the Jamaica 4-H Clubs, Dr. Ronald Blake, says the partnership will advance the objectives of both organizations to contribute to youth development.
This Memorandum of Understanding is going to ensure that we have more educated young people joining the ranks in our agricultural sector, not only as professionals working in the various agencies, but also technicians working as farmer practitioners in the field.
A monitoring committee will be established to oversee the MOU. Interim President of NCU, Professor Marilyn Anderson, says the MOU will assist in strengthening and expanding agriculture training at the institution.
What we have done over the past 2 years is that we have established agriculture programs that have gone through each of the approval stages within our organization.
NCU offers a Bachelor of Science degree in agronomy and as of August 2017 will expand its offerings to include Bachelor of Science degrees in agriculture and agribusiness. The institution will also be offering an associate degree in agriculture and a diploma in tropical agriculture.
We also have large acreage of land, and we are hoping that we'll be able to establish a demonstration plot that the 4-H Club will be partnered to.
Professor and Dean of the College of Natural and Applied Science, Allied Health and Nursing at NCU, Dr. Vincent Wright.
I'm a woman. Why me can't be a plumber?
Me a man. Why me not be a nurse?
The National Policy for Gender Equality supports the need for a society in which women and men have equal access to socially valued goods and are able to contribute to national development.
Reducing gender inequality and understanding the difference between men and women will better help Jamaica to achieve our development goals. Let's work together for a better Jamaica.
Let us unite for gender equality.
A message from the Bureau of Gender Affairs within the Ministry of Culture, Gender, Entertainment and Sport.
All criminal matters except for some matters under the Dangerous Drugs Act or petty session matters entitle an accused to legal aid. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Hard ears. Translation, hard ears. And this means stubborn or thick-skulled. That's it for today's program. I'm Anjouie James Sawyers with studio engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.